ですけれども、多分皆さんも読んだことはあるかもしれません。日本のカトリックの作家で遠藤周作という人がいます。
Probably many of you have read this book. It's a book by a person named Endo Shusaku.
沈黙という題の小説です。
The name of the book is Silence.
これは15、6世紀に日本に来たカトリックの人たち、まあ、カトリック、日本のその17世紀ぐらいの歴史について書かれています。
And it's a book that is based on the history when Catholic missionaries came to Japan in the
16th century.
It's a very famous book, so it's called Silence, and it's also in English.
多分ですね、欧米の高校や大学で日本を学ぶときにこの本がよくテキストになる。
Probably a lot of high school students read this book, even in English or in college.
読んだこと
あります。A lot of people. Anybody who has read this book?Quite a few of you.
これは出たの1966年ですから、でも私も1970年代に初めて読みました。
It was published in 1966, but I read it quite a few years later.
読みながら少し心が暗くなったのを覚えています。
I remember when I read it, my heart kind of became dark.
一部を読みますね。
I'm just going to read one part of this book.
日本を示して、この国は沼地だ。やがてお前にもわかるだろうな。この国は考えたより最も恐ろしい沼地だった。どんな苗もその沼地に植えられれば根が腐り始める。葉が黄ばみかれていく。我々はこの沼地にキリスト教という根を植えてしまった。
This country is a swamp. You will understand it later. This swamp is much more dreadful than I had expected. The roots of the plants planted to this swamp will soon be rotten. The leaves will wither and turn to yellow. We have planted Christianity to this swamp.
この言葉には一理はあるかもしれませんが、私は真理はないと思ってます。
These words might have a grain of truth, but it is my belief that this is not the truth of God.
確かに沼地を感じる時があります。
Certainly, there's times that I feel like Japan is like a swamp.
でも神様はこの地に教会を立ち上げてくださっています。
However, God is raising Japan up out of the swamp. Amen.
そして時たま、日本じゃなくて自分の心に沼地を感じることがあります。
And not only do I feel that are times like Japan is like a swamp, but there are times that I feel that my own heart is like a swamp.
でも神様が良い技を起こしてくださったから、神様はこれを最後まで導いてくださると信じます。
But God.Has begun a good work in my heart, and I believe that God is the one who will complete it. Amen.
嵐を良い土地にしてくださる神様を本当に信じたいと思うんですね。信じる。
So I really want to believe that God will make a flourishing land out of the desert and wasteland.
神様は無から有を生じてくださる神様です。
I believe that out of nothing.God will create victory.
今私たちここに立っていることをこれ自身も奇跡ですけれども。
Even right now, the fact that we are all here together, that we are standing here, is a miracle from God.
本当に神様のこの技が本当に広まっていくように。
And I believe, let's pray that God will continue to increase this blessing and these miracles.
次の世代、次の世代の。その次の世代の人たちが本当に立ち上がってくることを共に祈っていきたいと思います。
So let's pray together that the next generation and the next generation will be risen up by God.
そして続きはこうです。
Let's read the continuation of these verses.
そこに大地が敷かれる。その道は聖なる道と呼ばれ、汚れた者がその道を通ることはない。主ご自身がその民に先立って歩まれ、愚か者はそこに迷いることはない。そこは獅子はおらず、獣は上がってきて襲いかかることもない。解き放たれた人々はそこに住み、主にあがなわれた人々は帰ってくる。少しの喜びを先頭に立てて、喜び歌いつつ、シオンに帰りつく。残る喜びと楽しみが彼らを迎え、嘆きと悲しみは逃げ去る。
So this is continuing from the promises that are written in Isaiah 35. Let's read together. And a highway shall be there, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it. It shall belong to those who walk on the way. Even if they are fools, they shall not go astray. No lion shall be there, nor shall any ravenous beast come upon it. They shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there, and the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy be upon their heads. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Amen.
道がなかった時に神様は道を置いてくださいます。
When there's no way, God will make a way.
敵が通る道なさい。主ご自身が通ってくださる道です。
It's not the way that our enemy will walk, but rather it is the way that God himself will walk.
私たちの目の前に主が道を備えてくださいます。
God is preparing the road.
そして主がその道を導いて先頭に立って歩いてくださいます。
God makes the road and he will lead us ahead of us upon that road.
私たちは主の後ろ姿を見て歩くことができるんです。
Let's follow. Let's look for God where he is leading and let's follow him.
全く一人で歩いてるんじゃないんです。主が先にもう歩いてくださいます。
You're not walking alone. We're not walking alone. But rather God, the Lord, is walking ahead of us.
そして同時に私たちは、ね、皆さんみんなで立ち上がって立ち上がって共に兄弟姉妹と共に歩いてるんです。大きな道を歩いてるんです。
And at the same time, we're not even humanly walking alone.God has given us a family that we can hold hands with and that we can walk along this road together. So, it's my desire that we walk along where God is leading together. And there's no enemy along this road. This road is safe.
そこは喜びと楽しみがあります。
嘆
きと悲しみが逃げ去るというんです。
嘆
きと悲しみが逃げ去るんです。私の目の前から飛んでいくんです。実際目の前にあるはずの嘆きや悲しみが飛んでいくんです。
As joy and gladness comes into our hearts, sighing and sadness and sorrow will flee away.
Mizuno Genzo さんという方がいらっしゃいました。
There's a poet. His name is Mizuno Genzo.
そうですね。あの詩人ですけども、瞬きの詩人と言われます。瞬きです。Blinking eyes.
It's a blink to communicate.
何かというと、彼は9歳の時に脳性麻痺になって、
when he was 9 years old, he had a problem with his brain.
ですから、話すこともできないと、聞くことと、それから見ることができるんです。
So the only physical powers that he was left with was the power to hear and the power to speak.
ですから、コミュニケーションの時、お母さんがこのご飯好きって言った。So,
from the time he was 9 years old, the way he communicated, his mom would ask him, do you want some rice? Do you want something to eat? Do you like this? He would blink. That's how he would communicate.
そうですね。それから、もっと細かいことを言いたときには、そのあいうえを書き続けるものをやって、お母さんがあ行をやったら、で、あ行の、で、とにかく、この、あいうえの表で、
So, in order to communicate more in with more detail, his mother would point to the hiragana chart, and he would blink when it was the right sound. So this is picture of him, photos of him, and all he could do was blink. That's how he communicated, and also his sister.
それで彼はクリスチャンになるんです。お父さんお母さんクリスチャンなんですけど、聖書を読んで、そして、彼を訪問して牧師さんを通してクリスチャンになります。
He became a Christian There was a missionary who came to his house, and even though he, his parents were not Christians, a Japanese pastor visited his home, and he became a Christian. And he wanted to express what was in his heart after he became a Christian. And today I want to introduce two of his poems to you guys. And one of the poems that he wrote, this is after, long after he was paralyzed and he couldn't move and do anything. One of the poems is called Thank You.
物が言えない私はありがとうの関わりに微笑む。朝から何回も微笑む。苦しい時も悲しい時も心から微笑む。
So this is what he writes, translated into English. I cannot talk, so instead of saying thank you, I smile. I smile many times from the morning, even during the times of pain and sadness. I smile from the bottom of my heart.
苦しい時も悲しい時も彼はありがとうの気持ちを込めて。
Even during the times of pain and sorrow, he smiles. He gives thanks.
悲しみや苦しみが飛んでいるんですね。
And the pain and the sorrow, when we do that, will flee away.
本当にその彼のその微笑みを見た何かお母さんや周りの人も本当に嬉しかったと思うんですよね。
When his parents, his mother, or perhaps the other people that were around him, when they saw his smile, they must have been so encouraged.
The 状況はそんな簡単ではない。でも彼は心からありがとうの気持ちで微笑むんですよ。
His situation was so difficult, but nevertheless, he smiled and he gave thanks.
もう一つ紹介しますね。
And I want to show you, introduce to you one more poem.
悲しみよ悲しみよ悲しみよ本当にありがとう。お前が来なかったら強くなかったら私は今どうなっていたか。悲しみよ悲しみよお前が私をこの世にない大きな喜びが変わらない平安がある主イエス様の身元に連れてきてくれたのだ。
The title of the poem is Sadness. Sadness, sadness. Thank you so much.If you did not come, if you were not strong, I would not know where I am now. Sadness, sadness. You are the one who brought to me the great joy which this world cannot give and the eternal peace. You are the one who took me to the foot of the Lord Jesus.
悲しみを苦しみ、それが天道さんを水野さんを神様のイエス様のもとに
The pain and the sadness is what opened the door for Mizuno Gezo to come to the foot of the Lord Jesus.
悲しみや苦しみはあります。
The pain and the sorrow, we have those things in our lives, don't we?
彼は悲しみにありがとうって言うんです。
But we can learn from him. He says, in the pain and the sorrow, still give thanks.
あの悲しみがなかったら今自分がどうなっているかわからない。
And he says, if I hadn't experienced that pain and that sadness, I don't know where I would be right now.
だから彼はこの悲しみにありがとうって言うんです。
So he says, I thank you for this pain.
この悲しみが自分をイエス様のもとに引き寄せてくださったから悲しみにありがとうって言うんです。
It was this pain and it was this sorrow that led me to the Lord Jesus Christ.And so I give thanks.
私たちはいつも賛美の歌、感謝の歌を歌えないかもしれません。
There are times that maybe you just don't feel like giving praise and singing a song of thanksgiving.
でも私たちは悲しみの中でも苦しみの中でも違う意味の新しい歌を歌えるんじゃないでしょうか。
But even in the times of the pain and the sorrow, in a different way, we can still give thanks.And give praise to our God.
そして他を苦しみを乗り越えた後に私たち本当に感謝の気持ちでいっぱいになります。
And then when we rise above the pain and the sorrow, our hearts can really sing out for joy and for gladness.
悲しみが多いほど喜びも多い。
The more pain, and sorrow that you experience, the more gladness and joy
will be yours.
The more that you're suffering, the more that we can give thanks. When we return to God through the Lord Jesus Christ,
私たちは悲しみの中に苦しみの中に本当に祝福の種があることが分かるんですね。
We find the seed of salvation that is within this sadness and pain.
私たちが闇の中に歩むからこそ本当にイエス様の光のがありがたくまた感謝に思えるんです。
When we're walking in sufferingWe can really give thanks more than ever for the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
本当に共に主を求めたいと思います。
This morning, together, I want to seek God with you guys.
賛美の歌を歌いましょう。
Together with all of you, I want to sing a song of praise to God.
感謝の歌を歌いましょう。
I want to sing a hymn of thanksgiving to the Lord.
力がない時も本当に叫んだ時に主を助けてください。あなたの前に歩きます時に神様が次の道を開いてくださいます。
Even when you feel like you just don't have the strength to go on, when you cry out to God, God will be the one who gives you the strength that you need.
偽りの歌ではない。本当に心からの嘆き、悲しみ、喜び、すべてを主よという歌で私たちを賛美しましょう。
I don't want to sing a song of lies, but rather from the bottom of our hearts, let's cry out to God in our pain and our sorrow and even in our joy. Let's cry out to God.
主よ、私たちの前にいて私たちを救ってくださいます。
And I believe that God, the Lord, will go before us.And that He will show us the way of salvation. Amen.
一曲賛美をしますけど、本当にこの時に主よと思って神様に近づきましょう。
So we're going to invite the worship team back up. And we're coming before the living God. Let's each and every single one of us set our eyes upon Him and cry out.And sing a song of praise.
主の見姿を主の声を本当に求めて賛美しましょう。祈りましょう。
Let's listen to what God is saying to you, to each one of us.
そうしたらもう今日が昨日と違って新しい今日になっていきます。
And I believe that if we do that, then today will be different from yesterday.
今週が本当に新しい週になります。
And this week, each day will be a day, a new day.
Thank you. Keep your hand up and let people open your eyes.